This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration lashed out on Saturday on Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of indirect talks for nuclear deal. The State Department slammed this outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleges the U.S. and Britain are holding the swap hostage to the negotiations over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Sayed Abbas Araghchi said that the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He says, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital." Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water as the death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160. The death toll in Western Germany's Rhineland state increased to 98 Saturday, while in a neighboring area, the North Rhine-Westphalia, 43 people were confirmed dead. Belgium's National Crisis Center revised the country's confirmed death toll to at least 27. German authorities still fear finding more people dead, but said the number unaccounted for continues to drop. Meanwhile, thoughts have turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities that were devastated in minutes by the flooding on Wednesday and Thursday. Haiti's First Lady Martine Moise returned to the country on Saturday following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. Interim President, Prime Minister Claude Joseph assumed leadership of the country. This is VOA News. British Health Minister Sajid Javid on Saturday said that he had tested positive for COVID-19. And he said he added that his symptoms were mild and that he was thankful to have had two doses of vaccine against the disease. Javid, who has been health secretary for 3 weeks, has backed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to scrap all remaining legal coronavirus restrictions from Monday, despite a fresh surge of cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant. More than 100,000 people protested across France Saturday against the government's latest measure to push people to get vaccinated and curb rising infections by the Delta variant. In Paris, separate protest marches by the far right and far left wound through different parts of the city. Demonstrations were also held in Strasbourg and the East and then elsewhere. Demonstrators chanting in both English and Spanish gathered outside the White House in Washington on Saturday, calling on the U.S. to take action regarding Cuba. The demonstration was a show of solidarity following unprecedented protests in Cuba last weekend. Thousands of Cubans have taken part in protests over the past week over shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the government's handling of a surge in COVID-19 infections, the most significant unrest in decades in the Caribbean island nation. Throughout the week in the United States, and especially in Florida, which is a large community of Cuban exiles, demonstrators have staged protests waving Cuban flags and calling for some type of change. Japan's massive security apparatus for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics is now raising complaints that the nation will look more like an authoritarian North Korea or China than one of the world's most powerful, vibrant democracies. Worry for many Japanese isn't too much Big Brother. It said all the increased precautions won't be nearly enough to stop the estimated 85,000 athletes, officials, journalists, and other workers coming into Japan from introducing fast-spreading coronavirus variants to a largely unvaccinated population struggling with mounting cases. So far, the majority of the athletes and others are exempted from typical quarantine requirements. Japanese press is filled with reports of Olympic-related people testing positive, breaking mask rules, and drinking in public. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.